Laboratory Cantu. On Monday, OpenAI unveiled its latest artificial intelligence. On Tuesday, it'll be Google's turn.
Google I.O., the annual conference that meets with Bondo, legions of developers who build software with its products.
We're not going to see, brand new phone launches.
Android is learning. C. Scott Brown says Google already launched a new mid-range Pixel phone last week, which clears the way for this week to be all about artificial intelligence technology. Specifically, Gemini, the company's large language model, is set for some updates.
ABC's Mike Debusky. President Biden signed an order barring China-backed crypto outfit MineOne from owning land near Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming, home to the 90th missile. Killing the messenger, the judge in Canberra, Australia, sentenced former Army lawyer David McBride to almost 6 years in prison for leaking classified information that exposed allegations of Australian war crimes in the United States. This is ABC News. The airlines would prefer you didn't know what all the extra fees were up front.
Claiming the Department of Transportation's attempt to regulate private business goes beyond its authority, airlines in America, which represents the country's biggest airlines, are suing to stop a new rule requiring airlines to tell consumers up front what fees they charge for things like checked bags, a carry-on bag, or for canceling or changing reservations. Airlines argue consumers are well aware there are ancillary fees that shouldn't have to be openly disclosed up front. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Buffalo, New York, they unveiled a diagram of a memorial to the 10 black people murdered inside a grocery store 2 years ago by a white nationalist.
This tragedy shocked us.
I have needed
what we thought were,
and I have pleaded,
but it didn't break us.
New York I have lost Hogle. The memorial will feature interconnected stone pillars and arches and a window building for exhibitions and events. Richard Cantor, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your work.
And I have cursed
tip today about how to get more entertainment for free.
A woman's
I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the Library. Into your public library, check it out. They have way more than just books. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library to the rent for our friends' movie night, and then we have money left over that we can use for something else. And your library is an online app that can be game changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. Celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help you with stuff like marketing. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to WorkMoney.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup
tonight with variable clouds. Tuesday, partly cloudy and somewhat breezy, a high of 69. Tuesday night, mostly clear and chilly, a low of 42. Wednesday, pleasant with sunshine at times and a high of 72, a 50% chance of showers Wednesday night. For the rest of the week, showers likely Thursday at 67, and Friday, sunny and comfortable and a high of 73.
The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise income.
Brewers came back with a dramatic grand slam home run in the eighth, and Jake Bowers got the Pirates held on to beat the Brewers 8-6. Pirates starter Mitch Keller.
Two guys when you're down to five, makes you want to stand up tonight, which great the mercy time was prepared. I let her burn till dawn. Wake up on the lawn. Kill the hangover with red dead chemistry. Call it back with therapy.
Sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee. I'm Michael.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
We'll see quite a bit of sunshine developing for Tuesday. Highs close to the 70-degree mark. Tuesday night, clear skies and low to
mid-40s.
More clouds on the
life
way. Wednesday,
sucks.
Lower
life
70s.
Sucks. We'll
it's
get you on the guest list. If it all gets too much, call us a redneck.
On the next
therapist.
Live Bite, and welcome the host of Civic life Media's sucks. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Sucks.
Maggie
you
Dawn,
the list.
Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitone.
If you need
Chihuahua, it's time to feel.
Job, Luke.
She's sleeping a little bit on the job. I'm not thrilled with the performance so far, but you know.
She's 6 months old?
4 and a half.
Okay, she needs the job.
She had a long day yesterday.
Glad to have you here. Glad to have everyone along with us. You can always call in or text at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a busy, busy Monday coming up for you. Coming up at 10:33, and this is something that we have talked about frequently over the last year. The number of people in Wisconsin who are allowed to drive without a license. And what happens? They cause a crash. They're driving without a license. What happens after that? And then why, 2 years later, do we read another story about a crash that they caused and they were driving on a suspended license, but they never had a license? So, Representative Lakeisha Myers is a Democrat from Milwaukee, and she wants to find out what can be done about this. There are some pretty glaring loopholes in the way this is handled, and hopefully Representative Myers will be able to explain this to us. I'm not sure that there's any good explanation why this hasn't been altered. Yet.
I mentioned to you in your particular story around that it almost feels like sometimes Wisconsin punishments when it comes especially to driving are very Wisconsin in there. Well, here you go. Just don't do it again. Oh, it did it again. Well, don't worry about it. Just try not to make it happen again. Then a guy gets pulled over for his 12-year-old DUI, and that's an actual thing that happens.
Oh, yeah. Time.
So, I mean, I'm wondering if, you know, I don't want to say we need a harsher instructor, but
well, unfortunately, some of these drivers have caused fatal hit and runs. This is an ongoing issue. So, Representative Lakeisha Myers joining us at 10:33 to talk about this and what can be done. We're going to end up the show with something fun with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. They have all kinds of things going on in May and all types of things, of course, going on all summer long. So he will be joining us at 11:15 to get some updates. And if you're thinking about a bike, if you have a bike, you want to stick around.
On the hit parade. Motorcycle, Jane?
I did.
Was a little dark-haired boy.
I was an easy rider.
You were an easy rider?
I was the uneasy rider.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
I didn't get my bike until I was 35 or 36. And don't forget, my father was a mortician.
Yes.
And we grew up with stories about not good accidents with people on motorcycles.
Are there good accidents on a motorcycle?
Well, there are worse accidents, we'll put it that way. So that was always in my head, and I was the queen of, I'm a worst-case scenario person, so I look at the worst possible thing that could ever happen, and then I work my way backwards.
Still got off the bike from time to time?
I would lay awake the night before I was going to ride, think of all the things that could go wrong. I'm gonna end. chug-a-lug, it chug-a-lug. Could be really hot and I'll get stuck in the cashmere roadways. And then I got really
great wine in a mason jar. Homemade and brought to school.
Oh, there is one. I can't remember.
I dropped the bike. And maybe where is it?
No way. People can relax and enjoy riding motorcycles. And I've always enjoyed riding on the mat. Yeah. I have no problem with that. It's just me as a driver. I was not uneasy rider.
That should have been my pet. I'd watch that.
We're going to start off, though, now that we've gone that little side group there. About voting rules.
Voting does rule.
Well, Mama used apparently, to reminisce. There are slightly different penalties.
She set out on the porch on nights like
and
this.
Perhaps what party you belong to.
She tell me about her favorite things in life. Like honeysuckle, rain, fireflies.
Well, you can if you're Brian
out
Pritchard,
on that
the former first vice chairman of the Georgia Republican Party and a conservative talk show host. He got fined $5,000 for voting illegally and registering to vote while serving a sentence for a felony conviction. He's also ordered not to commit further violations, to face public reprimand for his conduct, and pay the state election board's investigative costs. He was initially charged in 96 with 3 years probation in connection with felony forgery charges. His probation was revoked
15 summertime
three times,
and Friday night,
which made him ineligible to vote until
my
2011. In 2008, Richard filled out voter registration form and signed a sworn statement asserting he was not serving a sentence for having been convicted of a felony. So he cast a whole bunch of ballots in Georgia, including four in that year in primary and general elections and runoffs, testified he was not aware of anything he could have prevented him from registering to vote. When he signed the application, he didn't think 3 years of probation remained in his sentence.
You know what your probation is.
Right?
To the memories I made on my run.
So, this happens. This was in March, and he just got moved. Now,
wait.
From the Georgia Republican
First time
Party.
That I looked
something?
Into her eyes.
They dragged it out.
She was
long
close enough to press
and he still
her
had 24 people
mine.
Who voted for him not to be ousted.
We were swinging through the night,
so,
hand in
yeah, we
hand.
Care a whole bunch about election integrity, except
the best chapter in my
when it's
life
our guy.
Began.
Yeah. If it's our guy,
out on that.
He made a mistake. Unlike Crystal Mason. Remember this?
Yes.
The Texas mother sentenced to 5 years in prison for voting illegally in the 2016 election. She was on supervised release after serving time for tax fraud, which filled out a provisional ballot in 2016. She said she did not know that her status as a felon made her ineligible.
And I miss that.
So in that instance, it seemed like this was a genuine mistake. She genuinely didn't know. She got sentenced to 5 years. Now, this has been overturned. Finally.
In Texas, of all places.
In Texas, of all places. But the
country and community. It's a larger variety of the music you enjoy. From WRCO FM 100.9.
Don't say exactly.
Well, I mean, it reminds me of when George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin.
I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine.
Who was being physically assaulted at the time. Ran out of her house with a gun, shot it in the air to gather attention. When you was arrested you and couldn't. For some reason, it's always okay for some, but not others. I just always think of those little differences.
I never promised you a rose garden.
How many times did you go illegally?
Oh, like nine.
Nine times.
Okay.
Like
nine
boots. I hope you learned.
Well, he has now been voted as vice chair of the Georgia Republican Party. He's going to be so just fine.
He'll move to Alabama. And I'm not even being funny. He'll go to Alabama and join their party. And they'll be like, you're great.
We love you. Again, he had 24 people who did not vote to oust him.
Why am I even shocked? Why am I shocked? I don't want to be shocked. I just want to be permanently disappointed. You know, like, I'd rather be permanently disappointed because at least I'm like stirring my
It doesn't surprise me. Another day.
Yeah.
But that's why I think it's important.
I just picture Greg being like, I never promised you a rose. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Disappointed.
You say you love
Greg. Well, I just think it's important that we shine light on these things. Because, again, it seems like in some instances, oh,
he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He just messed up.
Just whoopsie once.
Whoopsie doodle.
And then by Crystal, that was intentionally nasty.
Criminal vicious. Yes. Her away. She's a fraudster. If you have any questions, there's one great place to go.
Where should I go with him?
You can go to podvote.wi.com. We're going to find your representatives. We're going to find your police. We're going to find out if you are in fact registered. It will answer questions about
you gotta check in with them.
Or at least go to your city hall and ask questions too. We need to take it upon ourselves to ask those questions.
Yes.
But there are resources you can answer so people can take it.
All right, stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding.
too, from you, and serve hard time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
To pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
With a red bandana. Coastline to coastline, no matter which way the pole flies. I got grit, I got drone, I love Jesus and my dog. I like the road, my wrist, and the sand
around your watching the live stream, you can get a little look at our executive associate nurse, Aurora, in the loop. She's taking a little nap. She's got a lot of
stuff. We need to get Luke a nickname now, I guess.
Vice Captain. Civic.
We applaud the graduating seniors of Hillsboro High School for your commitment to excellence and your commitment to making a difference in the world. May your future be filled with success and happiness from Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Fuller's Milford Center, Cardinal Glass TV, and Creative Outlet.
From Texas, Schmidt Woodland Hills mother, Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Obviously, punishment is harsher for women than men. Women are malicious and trying to
take
power away from the men.
My name is Brandi Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. So it's important to be there for them and support their health.
Crystal Mason,
Wisconsin social host law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
When it comes to the punishment, the crime, the everything they're
Bailey
charged
Payne
with.
Decorating reminds you that the perfect Georgia color should be enjoyed for years to come.
You know what I mean?
Extraordinarily durable Benjamin right Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center. Your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
We either asked her or we asked someone having to do with climate. Is this now the new norm? Because being the first time last year, like, this isn't going to stop happening. Wildfires, right. There's now billboards all over the city with smoke in the air. It doesn't say only you can prevent forest fires. It says only you can prevent wildfires.
Yeah.
And so I feel like now this is just, all right, the smoke's coming in from Canada now. It must be summertime.
Some portions of Wisconsin, people can see smoke in the sky. In some areas, they can see the smoke on ground level. Mark Deering, who's a meteorologist for the National Weather Service. Visibility is ranging from 4 to 7 miles in parts of west, central, and northern Wisconsin. Smoke from Canada. Those fires are kind of on the border of British Columbia and Alberta. British Columbia got green last week with wildfires.
It was time.
The northern part of those provinces, way up in northeastern Canada, this can cause issues for people who have sensitivities, or if you have asthma, or lung disease, or heart disease, or anything like that. You're going to want to stay indoors, unfortunately, as much as possible. There really isn't a lot of
That's a new one to call new. Call the two work sick because
he can't breathe. This is just something, as Greg pointed out, that we're going to have to deal with. And it's also a valuable reminder. And I think why they had to change the only thing to prevent forest fires is because people assume they can only spark a fire if they're in a forest. She told me once, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can spark a fire if you have a fire in your backyard. Said a lot of and the embers, things I didn't understand. You can start a fire just driving down the road and blowing a cigarette. It's still lit. Out in the beach, friends where there's gone on a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's how these things
and
happen.
After and I'll picture in my head going from just like
just right. Go and certainly some are sparked by lightning strikes and things like that, and I appreciate sometimes that, but it's just a good reminder, especially if you do burn, and your community allows burning, you want to be very, very careful about winds and drought conditions. And I know we're in pretty good shape now. We talked to Brittany Merlot on Friday, and she mentioned that we have come back quite well from some drought conditions, but that can always change too.
It's still never reason to do it. And also,
look, I'm a social pariah. I'm a smoker. Don't do that.
Eat the cigarette.
Well, no. There's all kinds of things you can do, Greg.
I know.
And I
sometimes when I'm
social pariah, I resent smoker's spot outside and see a cigarette butts all over the ground.
Oh, okay.
Pick them up.
She must at the club, we have one of those little tower things. And they're just strewn all around.
Because it's, I can't fit it in the little thing.
Jane, once again, I'm a fan of the park. I have a lot of things on my mind. And sometimes the ground is just easier than, you know, not the ground.
As opposed to the receptacle that is standing on the ground right next to where you are. I know, everyone, if we all come together on this, and I know you guys have a lot of dealing with important world things, and I baseball statistics and stuff like that too. If we really concentrate, we can probably help avoid causing more wildfires.
I am imagining a room, a recording studio full of radio personalities holding hands and singing a song. We are the world famous.
Hey,
we can do this, Jane.
Good looking.
We put it
on. We put it on.
Looking for it. We don't see
how's about
we
cooking
down
something
embers
up with me.
Talk about all the folks driving without a license and what can be done about that. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Arena.
I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree, so if you want to have fun, come along.
Tuesday, it'll be Google's turn.
The annual conference that Google puts on for the millions of developers who build software with its product, which means we're not going to see, you know, brand new phone launches and all those kinds of things. Android
Android Authority, Scott Brown says Google already launched a new mid-range Pixel phone last week, which clears the way for this week to be all about artificial intelligence technology. Specifically, Gemini, the company's large language model, is set for the update.
ADC is President Biden signed an order barring China-backed crypto outfit Mine One from owning land near Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming on Killing the messenger. The judge in Canberra, Australia, sentenced former Army lawyer David McBride to almost 6 years in prison for leaking classified information that exposed allegations of Australian war crimes in Afghanistan. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
My grandparents,
the state Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether unstamped ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allows for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerk's offices. Justices heard oral arguments Monday. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure for Dean County that Vermont's not played a role in this decision. Invest $3 million in a new AI
granddaddy's
data
center. No man is very best friend to this day.
You know, the land that was initially acquired and that we're now able to buy.
As he raised his champagne.
WYSN-TV's up front after President Biden's visit last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Harry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media.
My daddy's old tools I still use.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Ed Harris will direct the script he adapted called The Plowman from a novel of the same name. Variety reports that Harris will direct a cast consisting of Owen McTeague, the current star of The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Bill Murray, and Nick Nolte. The film is described as a neo-noir crime thriller. This is Harris's third time behind the camera, and production will start this coming fall in Montana. Neo-noirs aren't typically box office darlings, but man, are they cool. If you thought you didn't like Yellowstone before, just wait till they put out a new show based on the Rip and Beth characters. Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, hinted during a recent interview with Country Living that show creator Taylor Sheridan might have a spinoff in the works. The rumors give avid fans something to look forward to, as Yellowstone will most likely end this fall. There are also rumors that Matthew McConaughey will star in a Yellowstone spinoff. Probably should have opened with that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Lonnie Price. Mostly cloudy skies here the overnight, and lows will climb to the upper 40s. We'll see quite a bit of sunshine developing for Tuesday. Highs close to the 73 mark. Tuesday night, clear skies and low to mid-40s. More clouds on the way. Wednesday, lower 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Inspired by the words.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're approximately 8 million carnivore smokers at high risk. That's why Saved by the Scan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. Now you stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SavedByTheScan.org. It could save your life. Saved by the Scan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association, the Lung Association, and the Ad Council.
The stars and the stripes.
Dr. Karen Demarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree. Think of the mind as the rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Next time, as we revisit the old Trumpster's tax returns and find out what the Chicago Trump Tower could tell us about election 2024. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Going right.
Stand
They say music charms a savage beast, and I believe it's true. Man's had it down through history. When he's had the blues, he's bound on the beat on, and all that he could blow. You know it worked for the children of Israel at the wall of Jericho.
It's a bad record.
It's a terrible record.
So I'm in a very helpful manner determining out of these four headlines, which one is a lie.
Goes wrong.
The other three are
one
legitimate.
One makes you move your feet, makes you sing along.
Hey, all right. I need a Greg Bach. Let's go.
Three headlines in a lot. I
read
four headlines.
Four headlines.
Jane, you're going to
one that makes you feel all right.
Let's
when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song. You need a real good, feel good song.
According to an expert by the Transportation Security Administration, officers at the Miami International Airport found the newborn boxer hidden in, and I'm not kidding you, a passenger's boxer shorts. On 2 weeks ago at a checkpoint. The world, the would-be smuggler didn't take into account that dogs sometimes move, and the image of a restless puppy in his pants would look suspicious and very inappropriate. The post included a photo of the puppy resting next to a bowl of food with a sign reading, "My dad made me miss my flight." TSA said the puppy was turned over. The Humane Society of Miami, and Florida will never stop.
Is that a puppy in your pants, or you just happen to see?
It's a puppy.
Puppy?
No. A non-puppy puppy would pick up, be picked up on a scan. Like they're sort of on the moving puppy. Yeah. That would be the good
one. The puppy's gonna show up.
Yeah. I didn't.
Okay. It's sure. Yeah. Okay. I know. Right. See.
I'm not that talented. All right. Next headline. A Colorado woman's attempt to steal a pickup truck shortly after she was released from a jail on a car theft charge was thwarted not by officers nor the truck's owners, but by her inability to drive a stick shift.
Oh, I love when that happens.
The woman had been released from jail on May 3rd after being accused of stealing a car a day earlier and walked down the road until she spotted a pickup truck with the keys inside. She then started the pickup, but apparently discovered she couldn't manage the manual transmission, so she got out and walked away, leaving the truck to roll forward and strike a fire hydrant. Police titled the social media post about the case Stick Shift FTW, which is an acronym for the win. Three headlines. Headline number three. The town of Fujikawa Fujiko has had enough of tourists. Known for a number of scenic photos that often a near-perfect shot of Japan's iconic Mount Fuji, the town on Tuesday began constructing a large black screen on a stretch of the sidewalk to block the view of the mountain. The reason? Misbehaving foreign tourists.
Uh-oh, what are we doing?
I love that you automatically say we as citizens of Americans.
I'm sorry, but I traveled
Citizens have mentioned littering, crossing the road with busy traffic, ignoring traffic lights. lights trespassing into private properties, and they are not happy about this. 80% of their customers are foreign visitors whose numbers have surged after a pandemic hiatus that kept Japan closed for about 2 years. Kawaguchiko is a town built on tourism, and I welcome many visitors, and the town welcomes them too. But there are many things about the manners that are worrying, said Ishimoto Muji, owner of a cafe serving Japanese sweets in Ohagi near the soon-to-be-locked photo spot. That is some epic petty right there. That is like, you're not going to treat us right, we're going to just take away your pictures.
Taking away the pictures.
No Instagram reel fodder for you. I don't believe you were there. I didn't see it.
You're going to have to get clicked somewhere else.
Yeah, just, oh, you went there? Big deal. I fell in luck this month. All right.
Here's a photo where it never goes.
Exactly. But it's not the three headlines. A tractor trailer hauling about 15 million honeybees to be used to pollinate blueberry fields crashed and overturned on Interstate 99. The driver was taken to the hospital as a precaution Thursday night, while the first responders worked to ensure the safety of the bees that were in hives strapped onto the trailer, which landed on its side. The bees were mostly contained, which I find absolutely
incredible.
And the goal was to save them, said Shannon Moss, state police spokesperson. First responders didn't realize the cargo was bees until the firefighters went down an embankment to check for the leaking fluid, said the fire chief, Travis Leary. They learned the hard way.
Oh, my.
That's a new gear right there. Yeah, those firefighters and first responders. That's a movie just called 15 Million Bees.
It's interesting, though, because I don't know how many of us are aware that that happens a lot. There are bees, honeybees all over the country by trucks to different fields and stuff to help pollinate. Yeah,
that's my love. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Got some
cool. It's part of our soon-to-be WPA award-winning series called Beyond the Cheese. I just imagine now a series of trucks around the country. Some of them are bees and other ones are just to keep out of the hand of our people. Exactly. Now we got nothing else to bring on the road, just bees and near run. That's it.
Guesses. We'd love to have them. We can do it on a live stream. It's just if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also text them in at 855-752-4842. 855-757. No prize involved, just regular
visits. So the first one was puppy smuggled through undies.
Puppy in your pants.
Puppy in your boxer and boxer. I said that during the thing. I was going to bring myself.
Boxer. Just another
day. Colorado woman can't steal a car because she can't drive stick. Joke to herself. You can't be nice if you don't get Mount Fuji. And then finally, a whole lot of buzz around this area. All right, Jane, which one do you think it is?
Still not the end. I'm looking at her about this because I've done some experiment on my own. I bet you know that when this song is going to end. But it's not the end now. We can X that one off. Because I'm singing this song and I get to decide when it's the end. Hopefully they get it up. It's not the end. Final message. Well, it's almost the end.
Not the final message. It's the final holiday.
It's nearing the end. It's not the end. It's the final pollination. Here's a movie right there.
And then they rebooted it in 10 years. You're like, I thought they did this already.
So we know the bees are real, Luke. Are you leaning towards any of the other three?
I'm leaning towards the and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It had the least amount of detail. All of the other headlines, it felt like there was more detail to back it up. And I Colorado woman can't steal car. Like Craig said, no price itself. It's a whole premise that I think maybe
all the stars keep on falling. See, and I'm concerned because in the past, Greg has taken a real story like the Mount Fuji and then kind of altered it.
That's
kind of the time he pops tripped me up.
So it's not really a lie then. It's three headlines and a fib. It stretches the truth. All right, what are we getting here? I'm leaning towards me.
I want to check if there's a lie.
You're
Milestone. Your future is bright.
You know what? You
will undoubtedly make. Wishing you all the best as you move forward.
I'm just going to lead on the text.
Daily
Pan
Anthem decorating. Townhand Country TV and appliance. Southwest Technical College. House on the Rock. Funeral High Cremation Service. And Wilson Door and Construction.
We're here for you.
Whether it's on the farm, all right, coming up at 11:06,
we are going to talk about the number
Napa
of people
the parts
who do not have a license,
hydraulic
and yet they continue to drive over and over and over again.
Are just some
and
of the parts that can be found at Napa.
Myers,
for smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14, East Richland Center, and Highway 61,
Boston. Stay close. We'll be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on air.
Hello, everyone.
On the
Brian from
Walsh.
Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. New chains for your present saw. Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of Lacrosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through
this
Friday, 10 to 6.
This is news from the Saturday, Saturday 9 to 5. WRC.
CE.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Sponsored by Wisconsin BLT.
The Todd Alma Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now for the long story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent should just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. But I get the feeling when I'm
the Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But if the Grand Canyon is just some ditch, Dorothy and Toto for just some wish, you and if Babe Ruth
every one of them
just some guy with
this house of mine. Welcome back. It's Matt there.
I'm here. G-Man there. Just Greg Buck and Luke Manners. Filling in for Calvin today. You can always join the show. You can call. You can text at 855-755-8557. Or leave a comment on the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, we have Representative Lakeisha Myers joining us. After the 11 o'clock news right now, though, a little update over the weekend. We lost someone who you probably know or you've seen things that were influenced by this band if you're a movie fan at all. Because he really, as schlocky as the stuff that he produced, he really helped a lot of young artists get their start. So Roger Corman died over the weekend.
I'm one of those guys who's like, oh, he's still alive? No. Just some hills, but he's a man, like you said, so many artists. They got their start with his studio, under his direction.
Yes.
And you just hear his name as a, oh, it was working with Roger Corman. Like, it was so usual to doing that because he employed so many amazing people.
He really did.
Yeah.
He really did. Oh, I'm sorry. What was the name of his? He was really well known, at least when he started out with his schlock horror movies. Right?
Yes.
You know, cheerleaders and werewolves and Beach Party Gone Bad, you know, and, you know, kind of the combination of the bad horror and a little sex. And he actually gave Ron Howard a start.
Ron Howard, or Babe Ruth.
Just some guy with a blow.
He gave the producer who helped James Cameron. She got her start with Rock and Roll.
Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola helping him.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is you've seen this in the King of the Evil. Yeah, you know, his movies were, it had generally had scantily clad women with who were slocky, but there was always an inherent respect because he believed 100% in what he was doing and what he was making with his product. So it's very interesting that, you know, he's grown to become this legend.
Absolutely. He sent himself up as a producer. His first production, Monster from the Ocean Floor, in 1954.
That's where the monsters were. This was more of a documentary.
He shot the Little Shop of Horrors in 1960. He shot it in 2 days and a night. With Jack Nicholson. It is very strange.
It has the original ending.
Yes. But it's much darker and much more twisted than the Rick Moranis.
No music.
The Little Shop of Horrors. He filmed a series of adaptations of Edgar Allan Poe stories. Most of it is in Price. I saw all of those. The Pit and the Pendulum?
traveling.
As a you come into comic book my life and fan and a comic book movie nerd, he directed, well, he didn't direct, but he was in charge of the Fantastic Four movie that happened back in the 90s.
Really?
So there was a gentleman who owned the rights to the Fantastic Four. And crazy he didn't make a movie by a certain point and lose the rights, so he employed Robert Corbett. I'm just going to say this. Peter Bogdanovich, that's very funny to me, just because he said Peter Bogdanovich was such a film snob. He always wore an ascot and always got these very deep conversations.
And yet he credits Roger Corman.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the other ones, other films he made, X, The Man with the X-Ray Eyes, which is one of his more popular ones, Bloody Mama, Death Sport, Frankenstein Unbound. I mean, it's absolutely, some of these titles are hilarious on their own. I mean, Roger Corman's Operation Rouge. I don't know what that means, but I want to see it.
Now you're curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're Roger Corman curious. Again, he was very influential and really brought in that kind of genre and to do things fast and cheap, boy. Roger Corman did not mess around. In 2009, Roger Corman honored with an Academy Award for Life of the Chief. Well known. Roger Corman on at the age of 90.
I'm going to say Hot Car Girl.
Hot Car Girl.
1958. I bet you that one's going to be James. Cagnard James.
Sounds like it. On the way next hour, we mentioned Representative Keisha Myers joining us right after the 11 o'clock news. Tim McCormick is going to be here from the Milwaukee Rally Museum. They have all the events going on this month and certainly all through the summer. So Tim will update us at 11:50. And we also want to talk about what have you learned on YouTube. We're calling it YouTube University.
Flat Earth doesn't count.
What have you learned by watching videos on YouTube? My husband now has been a successful student of YouTube University, so we're curious to find out what you watch and what you have learned. There's tutorials, right? Pretty much every
wonderful free tutorials.
You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us. News is next. Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 has dreams. Oh, the class of 57 has dreams.
News from the center, WRCU.
And her all summer
Civic
long,
Media.
And I learned early on that there was nothing hotter than Jeannie Jones in July. Parked down by the river's edge with a six string in my truck bed, I pull it out as the sun set in the pines. I tell you, learning brown-eyed girl was the best.
best thing I ever did. Before I hit the last chord, she was begging for more, saying, sing that song again. So I sang that song again. We sang it out like we wrote it. Drove that old Ford like we stole it all. Thinking about it now.